First detected in 2021 in Southeast Asia, a new strain of the avian flu has made its way around the world relatively quickly. Through migratory birds, it has hopped from Asia to Europe, then onto the Americas, and has now been found in Antarctica. This latest movement is the biggest cause of concern for conservationists. Dr. Brett Gartrell, a professor of wildlife health at Massey University, explains why.
And the risk to New Zealand is that if it spreads through the birds in Antarctica, it can come back up through the subantarctic islands like Enderby Island and Auckland Island, and actually come back into New Zealand by the southerly route.
Researchers believe that if the avian flu makes its way to Aotearoa, it'll be through migratory seabirds and then spread between different avian species. In a country where most of the native wildlife is made up of birds, this is a cause for concern. But the Ministry of Primary Industries and the Department of Conservation are already working on solutions. Dr. Mary Van Andel, Chief Veterinarian Officer with MPI, spoke about this during a Primary Production Select Committee meeting on March 28th.
What colleagues at the Department of Conservation are focusing on is there a role for the tool of vaccination in those species that rely on captive breeding populations for the continuation to not go extinct?
While there is a lot of concern for the birds of Aotearoa, this strain is especially worrisome. Most variants of the avian flu can move from birds to mammals, but that's generally in carnivores and scavengers. Basically, it spreads through animals that are more likely to eat an infected bird. It's not normal to see the avian flu in herbivores, but that's what's happened. Reports from the U.S. have shown some dairy cows have contracted the disease. Dr. Gartrell says they're still trying to understand what exactly this means.
The emergence of the disease in dairy cows in the U.S. is really very new, and we're still trying to wait and see. At this stage, it seems like the dairy cows don't die from it, that they suffer a drop in milk production and rough colour for a week or so.
So while this is a new issue, it isn't causing too much damage yet. However, Dr. Gartrell points out that because the flu has changed once before, it could potentially change again to kill the livestock. This means that the concern caused by the avian flu has moved beyond conservation and has now entered agriculture as well. With so much of New Zealand's economy depending on livestock, MPI and DOC are working on keeping the flu out of the country. As with any disease, researchers and the public have raised questions about how it could affect humans. But as Dr. Van Andel explained, that's not yet a concern.
The disease is not transmitting between humans, and also the people who have been infected have been in very close contact with very highly affected birds.
For now, the focus is on the birds that could bring it to Aotearoa. Dr. Gartrell recommends that people be on the lookout for dead sea birds, but to make sure that you only report them to DOC. Do not touch them.
We need people to be vigilant for unusual deaths of wild birds and things like that, but we don't want people putting themselves at risk either.
For the rundown, Catherine Rogers.